Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Here we are at the start of another week, and I'm happy to have you join us in our walk through Genesis chapter 2. If you like a title, it's God and Man and Woman. And when we left off on Friday, we were at the end of verse 14. On Friday's podcast and radio broadcast, we focused on Genesis 2, verses 10 through 14. I hope you joined us, and if not, you can always get that as a podcast from godisministry.org. As a reminder, we were talking about four rivers, three elements, and three places, all found within this compelling, compelling narrative. Today, I want to again emphasize how well prepared God makes the environment in which God will meet with man and woman. Let's make an important connection between Genesis 2, specifically verses 10 through 12, and other texts in the Old and New Testaments that reflect the perfection in God's preparation. You might say, wow, another day with more scripture references? This guy really gives us a lot of verses. Yes, I do, and I do so happily. I really do not have anything else to give you. You're not here for my ideas, comments, or suggestions. I'm not going to give you a take on today's politics or social issues. God may use his word to speak to you about those, but my responsibility is to teach scripture and let the Spirit of God do with this whatever he may. Having said that, I hope to teach so that you can easily follow. Jotting down scripture references and looking them up, reading them later will really be beneficial to you. If you'll read the Bible along with us, you will get a lot more out of our ongoing discovery of who God is, and this series, which focuses on who we are. So again today, we go into the very Word of God at Genesis chapter 2, verses 10, 11, and 12. Now a river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it divided and became four rivers. The name of the first is Pishon. It flows around the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. The gold of that land is good. The delium and the onyx stone are there. This is quite a place, wouldn't you agree? The abundant river that flows out of the garden in Eden forms the Pishon, and that river then twists and turns its way around this whole land called Havilah. And in Havilah there is gold, there is delium, and there is onyx stone. It's a beautiful place, this Havilah, which benefits greatly from the land of Eden and this massive, bubbling reservoir of water that God has created. At this point in the Genesis account, man has not yet sinned. This is what we call a pre-fall world. This is before the fall of man and woman into sin. Therefore, we have a territory rich in perfection. God has prepared all of this for the first man and woman to enjoy, to cultivate, and to keep. There is water, there is gold, there is delium, and there is onyx stone. Paradise. And it is in paradise where God is with man, and later also with woman after she is created. And it is with these elements, or some similar elements, that God uses to prepare for other environments in which God meets with man and woman. I want you to listen to two other passages that highlight God's preparation for meeting with his people, and that reflects this Genesis account. The first is another text found in the Pentateuch. In this chapter, Balaam gives a prophecy. And if you know anything about Balaam, you know that he does not always give God-blessed and God-ordained true prophecies. But on this one, he does. What he will say here does come from God. And listen to what he says here in Numbers 24, verses 2 through 6. And Balaam lifted up his eyes and saw Israel camping tribe by tribe, and the Spirit of God came upon him. He took up his discourse and said, "The oracle of Balaam, the son of Beor, and the oracle of the man whose eye is opened, the oracle of him who hears the words of God, who sees the vision of the Almighty falling down, yet having his eyes uncovered. How fair are your tents, O Jacob, your dwellings, O Israel! Like valleys that stretch out, like gardens beside the river, like alloys planted by the Lord, like cedars beside the waters." I just read from Numbers chapter 24 and verses 2 through 6. Numbers 24, 2 through 6. Balaam looks and he sees the Israelite people camping tribe by tribe. He sees a vast array of tents, and then he speaks the prophecy. And he says God is present to his people. Where? Their dwellings are like valleys, like gardens beside the river, like an alloy plant, and like cedar trees beside water. Doesn't this sound a lot to you like Genesis 2? In Genesis 2, there is a garden. There is a river. There are plants and there are trees, and God is there meeting with Adam, later Adam and Eve. And then over in Numbers 24 and the Balaam prophecy, he says that the place where the Israelites have their tents, have their dwellings, is just like that. It seems that wherever God wants to meet with his people, God prepares using similar elements. And this brings us all the way over to the New Testament and the final book of the whole Bible, the Revelation of Jesus Christ. If you'll come along with me, let's go to Revelation chapter 21. This will be the most exciting thing you'll hear on this otherwise dull Monday, with the weekend now seeming like a long time ago. And here in Revelation 21, the Apostle John describes what he sees in the new heaven and the new earth. Listen to this. I will read Revelation chapter 21, verses 3, 18, and 19. I'm reading the final book of the Bible, the Revelation, chapter 21, verse 3, and then verses 18 and 19. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them." Verses 18 and 19. The material of the wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundation stones of the city wall were adorned with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation stone was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald. Christians, this is our future home. Verse 3 says, God himself will be among his people. We will meet God in the new heaven and the new earth, and God has prepared this for us. And you heard the material used. Back in Genesis 2, we read about gold, delium, and onyx stones. And what do we have here in Revelation 21? We will meet with God surrounded by gold. Here it is again, in fact, pure gold. This gold is so pure, it is like clear glass. Imagine that. And then the foundation is made of precious stones, the jasper, the sapphire, the chalcedony, and the emerald remind us of the onyx stones in Genesis chapter 2. Do you see what I see? There are obvious similarities between the material, or I guess I have been calling them elements, that God used to build the paradise for man and woman in Genesis 2, and again for the people of God in Numbers, and ultimately for all of us who have had our sins forgiven in Christ in our eternal home, heaven, the final paradise. It takes eyes of faith to believe the entire Bible. We were not in the garden in Eden. We were not camping in tents with the Israelite people. Most of us are not even Jews. And we are not yet in the new heaven and the new earth, but we use the faith that God himself gave us to believe what Adam and Eve experienced and what the ancient Israelites experienced have indeed happened. And we use this same faith to look ahead in hopeful anticipation to what God has prepared for those who love him. What I find fascinating is how God is consistent in what elements, or if you prefer, in what materials he uses to prepare for us. Let this encourage you today and lift your spirits. And if you do not have faith in Christ Jesus, then I pray today will be the day when you will learn more about Jesus and what he has done for you, dying to take your place on his cross, so that you can live eternally in this new heaven and new earth that we have talked about today. There is only one way to go there when you eventually die, and that way is through Jesus. And so to learn more about him, write to me today, and I'll pass along to you more about who Jesus is and how he has paved the way for you to enter heaven. And speaking of paving the way, what I have said today paves the way for what I want to share with you tomorrow. Because when we next get together, Lord willing, I want to compare Genesis to another text of Scripture, this time in the book of Exodus. We'll find God actually meeting with people. We will observe fellowship between God and man. So I hope you will be here, if possible, with your Bible for that. And yes, we are going to move ahead in Genesis 2 with verse 15 up next this week. And maybe we will even push into that at the end next time. We will see, more likely Wednesday. The series is God and Man and Woman, and Genesis 2 is our text. And we will continue with this right here tomorrow when you join me again for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.